With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The FBI changing its tune about the man who drove a pickup truck into a crowd in New Orleans, killing 14 people. The Bureau now says he did not have any accomplices. Correspondent Eric Tucker says investigators think they've pinpointed the motive for the attack.
He was, quote, 100% inspired by the Islamic State. They have reviewed, for instance, 5 videos that he posted on Facebook in the hours before the attack, in which he professed his allegiance and support to the Islamic State. He indicated in one of the videos, according to the FBI, that he had thought about harming his family, but he thought that that would detract attention from the, quote, war between the believers and the non-believers.
President Biden has blocked the proposed $15 billion purchase of U.S. steel by Japan's Nippon Steel. President-elect Trump also spoke out against the proposed transaction. Also at SRNnews.com, the 119th Congress convenes today. Among other things, lawmakers will have to deal with the debt ceiling, and a House Speaker must be elected. Speaker Mike Johnson hopes to retain the gavel and says he has not enlisted the help of President-elect Trump.
Johnson cannot afford to lose more than one Republican in the speakership vote, assuming all members are present and voting. Representative Thomas Mass of Kentucky has already said that he will not vote for Johnson, while others are seeking assurances from Johnson on certain policy issues. All Democrats are expected to be present Friday to vote for House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, meaning Johnson will get no wiggle room from their absences. Trump told reporters on Tuesday that he would make calls on Johnson's behalf if necessary, but he projected confidence that the Louisiana Republican could win the gavel. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Events honoring former President Carter scheduled to commence tomorrow in Georgia before moving to Washington next week. Mr. Carter died last Sunday, the age of 100. Wall Street, the Dow is up about 300 points. This is SRN News. The Amish came through for storm victims in North Carolina.
The image of the Amish barn raising is almost a cliche in the minds of most Americans, but the old order's building skills are no joke. In hurricane-ravaged Boone, a team of 60 Amish volunteers completed construction of 12 tiny homes in 48 hours. All this while the Federal Emergency Management Agency continues struggling to help people who were stricken back in September. The Amish house builders all hail from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism surged in the U.S. last year, and 2025 is not getting off to a good start. A large crowd of Palestinian protesters rallied in New York City on New Year's Day, calling for violent attacks on Israel. Online video shows some of the protesters shouting anti-Semitic slurs, along with vows to drive all Jews out of the Holy Land. The flags of both Hamas and Hezbollah were on display as well. This is SRN News. Rocket attacks continue in the Middle East on multiple fronts.
Israelis awoke Friday morning local time to missiles fired from Yemen. An Israeli-based analyst, Eyal Pinko, says Israel must sever the Houthi supply line connections with Iran.
Which means to cut all the shipping lanes and all the aerial transportation that the Iranian are transferring weapons to the Houthis.
Meanwhile, in Gaza, stalled ceasefire talks were set to resume with Israel, but Hamas is claiming Israeli airstrikes across the area Thursday killed at least 50 people, including several children. Israel's military has not commented on its actions. George Williams reporting.
Police in Southern California say 2 people are dead after a small plane crashed through the roof of a sprawling furniture factory. The accident near the Fullerton Municipal Airport in Orange County, California. More details at SRNnews.com.